News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
People are entitled to protest. They always should be in this country. People are entitled to campaign to restrict Ireland's abortion laws. Sometimes I think there's kind of a move to maybe silence that minority point of view. It is a minority point of view, but it doesn't mean just because it's a minority doesn't make it any less legitimate. But I do wonder if you're someone who thinks, look, these types of protests, given the situation that the woman finds herself in, that they're disrespectful or that they're upsetting, do you think exclusion zones will actually work, or should there be something more robust? Should they be some way stopped altogether? 53106, let us know. Drop us a text at a cost of 30 cent, or you can tweet us at BreakfastNT. Alva Smith from Together for Yes joins us now on the line to talk about this issue in a little more detail. Alva, I suppose the point that myself and Susan were making, there was an air of inevitability, wasn't it? This is why we talked about safe zones and exclusion zones, is because people knew there would be some form of protest, isn't that right?
Well, yes, but while something may be anticipated or expected, it doesn't mean that it should be tolerated. And, I mean, I do find that this public harassment, effectively, of people who are trying to access abortion services here, I mean, that's deplorable. It's despicable behaviour. And it's despicable behaviour because it is deliberately seeking to deter women from accessing an entirely lawful health service in this country, and furthermore, one which was, has a mandate from over 2/3 of the population, from 66-67% of the population. So I think that we have to be very clear, and I think we have to be very firm about this, that this kind of public harassment is not acceptable and will not be tolerated. So
is there any form of protesting the service that you would say, look, doesn't constitute public harassment? If there's no images, if it's just about the doctor providing it, if it's a certain distance away?
Well, as Susan pointed out there just now, I mean, obviously people have a right to assembly, they have a right to freedom of expression, and they have a right to protest. We all have that right. However, that right must not be allowed to interfere with the lawful activities of people going about their business on an everyday basis. So we have to be very practical about it. Now, I do think that an exclusion zone of 150 metres does go some way to doing that. However, I also believe that if there are offensive images, which therefore would be visible by people trying to access the service, but also, by the way, by employees in these services.
Yeah.
We shouldn't forget the health workers who are also being subjected to this. I mean, I do think that there should be sanctions against people who seek to hold up highly visible, visual images. And I believe my understanding is that the legislation, which is currently in draft form, will actually set out to specifically combat communication of any kind, including visual communications, which could actually deter people. I mean, I think, your point about urban areas being very difficult to control in that regard are right. My own view is that you need a 150-metre exclusion zone, and you need sanctions against people who break it, because that fundamentally and ultimately is going to have to happen.
And what about at that 150-metre mark, say 150 metres down the road from the entrance to the local GP practice?
Yeah.
You're saying, having certain images that might be deemed offensive might not be allowed. What would be allowed? What should be allowed that doesn't then infringe on people's right to free assembly? Like, are messages okay once they're written?
Well, in my personal view, as in the view of, I think, probably the majority of people in this country, they are not acceptable, whether or not it is advisable or possible to prevent this happening by law is another matter. I'm not a lawyer. However, I do know that what employees and women and people trying to access the services find offensive should not be tolerated. And I think that is also, I mean, there is a level at which we now need, as a country in a way, to say to anti-abortion protesters, of course you have a right to protest. But you absolutely do not have a right in law or in terms of ordinary, everyday, common human decency to harass and bully and intimidate women who are trying to access lawful services and to, you know, make that appeal and make that call to people to cease this intimidating behaviour. I mean,
so is your plea to those people maybe who are protesting, say it's like Galway, or thinking about doing this in their local area, to not to do it there, fine protest, but do it like, you know, march from Parnell Square to the Dáil, or, you know, the traditional kind of protest route in Dublin, if that's what you want to do, have a pro-life march there, do it down the main street if you want to do, but don't do it at these kind of points of access to healthcare facilities.
Well, absolutely. And I also am urging the Minister and the Department of Health to move absolutely as soon as the Dáil returns. And that's up to the Minister and government to ensure that that legislation, the exclusionary zones, I think it's safe access zones legislation, is put through the Dáil pronto, so that necessary sanctions can be taken against people who break it in any way. And I think that there has to be a commitment to actually doing that, that people who break that law will be punished for doing so, because we need those deterrents to ensure that women are safe, that women's dignity is respected, that women's rights, or citizens' rights, are respected in this state.
All right.
So, you know, it is an important point and it needs to be moved on immediately, the Dáil resumes.